from the Keystone CPAs News Studios. KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And a very good afternoon to you. So glad that you've joined us here on the News at Noon, right here on Fox Talk 99.1 KKFT. It is 59 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Nift. Our top local stories this hour. Did you feel it? A moderate earthquake rocks northern Nevada. Coming up, what it sounded like as it happened. Elko's passenger airport shut down after an active shooter situation. Directly ahead, the details we know, including the death of an 11-year-old boy. And a man convicted of kidnapping in downtown Reno learns his fate. On the way, how much time behind bars the suspect will spend. FM News Talk time, it is 12:06, and it is our top local story. And again, did you feel it? An approximately 5.5 magnitude earthquake just outside Fallon hit northern Nevada fairly hard last night. It happened right at 6:30 p.m. just as one TV newscast was coming on the air.
All right, everyone. Our studio is shaking and has been for what feels like an eternity, about 20, 30 seconds or so. So if you're at home watching us, you can actually even see our graphic behind us still shaking as a result of that tremor. We will work to get more information for you about the size of that earthquake.
And that was Kristen Remington on KTVN TV Channel 2. The quake was shallow enough, it was felt as far away as Sacramento.
We're going to interrupt our newscast right now because we're feeling some shaking that right now. We believe that is an earthquake. We need to get confirmation from U.S. Geological Survey, but it feels like one.
Yeah, they are very quick generally with posting exactly the epicenter so we would know how far away it is from Sacramento. But it's rare for us to feel in this region the shaking of that magnitude. We generally, you know, usually they're centered either in the Sierra or the Bay Area.
And that's how it sounded on KCRA TV Channel 3 in Sacramento. They really felt it there, too. There are reports, especially around Fallon, of minor damage, but so far nothing huge or life-threatening. A man accused of kidnapping a woman in downtown Reno back in November of last year has pled guilty. Diego Ortega Noria faced charges after a woman reported that he'd bound her inside his truck. Noria was located within about 34 hours of the victim reporting the kidnapping to police. He's pled to kidnapping and false imprisonment after the woman reported that he had zip-tied her. Noria was located, again, 34 hours. After the victim reported this, he'll be sentenced on July 16th. Another man who harassed a female UNR student is convicted. Cedric Jones began making unwanted advances toward the woman back in 2023. He saw the victim studying somewhere, and he offered to show her a better study spot. Well, the victim was trying to be nice and agreed to follow him.
After taking her to a different building, Jones sat down next to the woman and started asking her extremely vulgar and sexually suggestive questions. While doing so, he started stroking himself inside his pants.
And that's Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA. Jones is a repeat offender. He faces about a year in the Washoe County Jail and will have to register as a sex offender when he gets out. We go to Elko now, where there is a tragedy unfolding at that city's commercial airport.
Officers were dispatched to an active shooter incident at the airport here in Elko. Upon their arrival, they located one male, an adult male, who was deceased in the airport terminal. They eventually located another victim who was a juvenile male in the bathroom.
And that's Elko Police Lieutenant Shane Daz, who says the 11-year-old boy, identified as Callan Perez, was rushed to the hospital where he later died. The boy's father, Giovanni Perez, apparently shot him, then turned the gun on himself and was pronounced dead at the scene right inside the airport terminal. The airport was closed immediately after this yesterday. At least one flight to Salt Lake City there was canceled. It's not clear if the airport is back up and running. We did check and we found no answer. FM News Talk, Election Center, among the candidates for Nevada governor on the Democratic side, Washoe County Commission, Alexis Hill.
And when I talk to voters, they don't care about statewide experience because they are fed up. They are fed up with both parties. They want change. They want a politician who's actually bringing solutions, to their everyday problems, which I am doing.
She spoke to KTVN TV Channel 2. Coming up, I'll break down more of what she had to say about her candidacy. And plus, let me remind you, California Republican gubernatorial frontrunner Steve Hilton will join me on the show coming up on Thursday at 12:45 p.m. And I sure do hope that you join me. It's going to be a great interview. Hundreds of Hollywood stars are pushing back against Paramount's plan to take over Warner Brothers.
Nearly 1,000 actors, artists, and movie creators recently signed a letter warning the merger will devastate the film and TV industry and eliminate production jobs. Ben Stiller, Bryan Cranston, Noah Wiley, Joaquin Phoenix, Kristen Stewart, and Jane Fonda are among the celebrities who signed the letter. The campaign was organized by the Committee for the First Amendment, which says the transaction would further consolidate an already concentrated media landscape. The letter also says the merger would lead to less choice for audiences in the United States and around the world. I'm Daniel Martindale.
They're closing them down. Nevada corrections officials say they plan to shut down two conservation camps by July 1st. The two camps, the Carlin Conservation Camp and the Gene Conservation Camp, that's south of Las Vegas, are minimum security facilities. Officials say the change is due to inmate populations. And Nevada is one of a dozen states after splitting $2 million from Norwegian Cruise Lines, even though we're not near any ocean, after a settlement over claims of misleading and false statements to customers. State officials say the cruise lines customers say they received confusing and conflicting information about bookings and cancellations during the pandemic. Norwegian agreed to pay 12 states $2 million, and Nevada's cut is more than $31,000. That'll go far. The cruise line also paid more than $3 billion in reimbursements to customers nationwide. FM News Talk time. It is 12:12. I'm Greg Neff, live in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Now checking the roads right now, keeping an ever-vigilant watch on the highways and byways. Here's Phil.
We're doing just fine on the roadways right now. No collisions to tell you about. Everything moving along at the limit. But I do want to remind you that the southbound I-580 airport off-ramp is closed 24 hours a day. They're doing some repaving and some improvements up in that area. And you'll need to use Plum Lane as an alternate route to get to the airport until the 18th. It is 55 degrees in Sparks, 53 in Carson City, 54 in Wadsworth, and 43 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
We've got a change in the weather coming. Much colder for Thursday, windy ahead of that, but still looking for mild weather by the weekend. And a hard freeze coming on Friday morning. Temperatures dropping well into the 20s. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Right after the new news, Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Hi, folks. John Potter here. I'm dying to meet my weekend listeners in Yerington. Saturday, I'll be doing my live and local show from the all-new Valleywide Co-op Store. It's our first live show from Lyon County, and this new country store opens with kids' fun, like fishing tank prizes. For everyone, a $3 meal deal, hourly raffles, and the ribbon cutting. Join us in Yerington at 15 US 95 Alternate, Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Is your car running rough? Don't ignore it. Bring it into New Gen Automotive. Located conveniently in Gardnerville, our expert team handles general repair, oil and brake changes, transmission service, AC repair, and more. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're at the corner of Southgate and Service Drive. Call 775-783-1925. New Gen Automotive. Remember, a good mechanic is not expensive. He's priceless. Quality, care, service you can count on. New Gen Automotive.
Kick off summer and celebrate Father's Day weekend in front of Deanie's Lucky Club at the Yerington Main Street Car Show. You know what that means. Yep, it's time to bring your whole family for the classic cars and music all day. But it's going to get here before you know it. Now's the time for car entries and food and craft vendors that wish to participate to sign up. Call Kathy now at 775-309-3464. Join the fun in Yerington.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Still shaken. I'm John Potter for the new news. Aftershocks are still being felt after yesterday's quake. Over 120 so far. The big one hit at 6:29 last night. The magnitude 5.5 was centered 15 miles southwest of Fallon, 13 miles southeast of Silver Springs. The biggest aftershock was a 3.6 at 7:04 last night. The latest of note was a 2.6 at 5:25 this morning. These aftershocks could continue for some time, and there's an elevated chance of another big one. No significant damage or injuries have been reported, but Lyon County says damage from quakes can take days to discover. Over the next few days, they'll be inspecting roads and water pipes for damage, and the Nevada Department of Transportation says they inspect all area bridges after quakes, and the Nevada Seismological Laboratory is looking into whether there could be an undiscovered fault in the area. In December 2024, a 5.7 hit in nearby North Mason Valley. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
12:18 right here at FM News Talk. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. So glad that you are with us here on the news at noon. And if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Number one, did you feel it? As John just said, dozens of aftershocks around northern Nevada after a magnitude 5.5 quake. An active shooter situation at Elko's commercial airport leaves an 11-year-old boy dead. His father shot him and then killed himself. And a man accused of zip-tying a woman and kidnapping her in downtown Reno is convicted. Diego Ortega Noria pled guilty in a Washoe County courtroom. It is our top national story this hour, and it is today, day two of the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports, as President Trump warns any ships challenging that will be eliminated.
The naval blockade imposed on Iran by the U.S. seems to be holding. U.S. Central Command says in the last 24 hours, no ships have left Iranian ports and entered the Strait of Hormuz. They add that six ships have obeyed the imposed halt and returned to Iranian ports. The blockade is aimed at halting Iran's oil trade, opening up a mostly closed strait, and getting ceasefire talks moving again. President Trump told the New York Post today talks could resume within the next 2 days in Pakistan. Vice President Vance told Fox News Iran's suspect nuclear program was a main sticking point of last weekend's negotiations. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:19 as we continue right along here. And as we've been talking about, we will have Steve Hilton. He is the Republican front runner for California governor. In the upcoming primary and election. Coming up, he'll be joining us on Thursday at 12:45 p.m., so I hope that you will join us then. It'll be a great interview. Meantime, Kalshi and Polymarket are making bets on the California governor's race now that Eric Swalwell is out. And funny story here, somebody who you really probably would not expect to rise to the top of the Democratic list anyway is Tom Steyer. Remember him? He is a billionaire, and he was a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate. He didn't do so well. Well, he's now favored by prediction markets to win the gubernatorial election in California in November, disregarding the polls and Mr. Hilton, of course. They're putting the both Kalshi and Polymarket are putting Steyer's odds of winning at roughly 55%. Again, this is now since Eric Swalwell is out. Swalwell, by the way, has denied any allegations of wrongdoing, but it is interesting to see that this is happening. Again, Tom Steyer, wouldn't that be something? Again, we'll have Steve Hilton on the show coming up on Thursday. 1220 right here at FM News Talk. I'm Greg Neft.
Still looking darn good on the roadways right now, Greg. No problems to tell you about. Everything moving along at the limit. However, they are replacing every single bridge on Interstate 80 between McCarran in Reno and the California state line. Well, they've been there about 60 years, so it is time. It's going to take a couple of years, and there are now detours and lane reductions all the way to the California state line. Give yourself extra time if you're headed over towards Sacramento. It's 53 degrees in Reno, 55 in Dayton and in Smith Valley, 39 degrees at Incline Village. Here's Craig with your weather.
Temperatures in the low 60s, but it is going to change with the windy conditions ahead of colder weather on Thursday. May not hit 50 on Thursday, but a good-looking weekend. Next chance of measurable precipitation next Monday. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson, FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
I'm back to doing what I love and more. Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vale get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked into the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Barely pleasant weather today for the ball games. The Aces open a six-game series against Las Vegas at Greater Nevada Field tonight. This afternoon, Nevada softball hosting Pacific at Hickson Field. High school baseball, number 2 Reno is at number 4 Galena. And in softball, a good matchup has number 3 Reno at number 1 Minogue. And according to Max Preps, that number 1 for Minogue means number 1 statewide for the Miners. I'm Greg Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
59 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. We are live in the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno, and I'm Greg Neft. Churchill County Commissioners will meet this Friday to appoint a new sheriff. The meeting comes in the wake of the sudden passing of Sheriff Richard Hickox over the weekend. The new sheriff will fulfill the remainder of Hickox's term, which runs through the end of 2026. Time right now for today's 2-Year Health.
There's new research suggesting that high-dose flu shots for seniors can also offer brain protection.
The study published in the medical journal Neurology involves insurance claims data from more than 200,000 adults ages 65 and up. It finds that seniors who received high-dose flu vaccines had a 20% lower risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. That's compared to seniors who got the regular flu shot. Researchers say the protective effect was strongest in women. I'm Jim Roop.
The CDC says a diarrhea-causing superbug is on the rise. It's a type of Shigella that's resistant to all classes of antibiotics. A Shigella infection is reportedly in all 50 states, and the CDC says it's seeing an uptick in the superbug cases since 2011. This is typically spread through contaminated food, causing diarrhea, fever, and stomach pain that usually clears up within a week. The CDC estimates that 450,000 Americans are infected with Shigella bacteria every year. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
Taking to the skies or not, United Airlines' CEO Scott Kirby is reportedly pitching a merger that would create the world's largest airline.
According to reports from Reuters, Kirby pitched a merger between his company and American Airlines during a February 25th meeting with President Trump. However, the proposal has already drawn pushback from lawmakers, including Arizona Senator Ruben Gallego, who wrote, "That's going to be a no," in a social media post addressing the matter on Monday. Antitrust experts also suggest a merger between United and American would be unlikely to clear regulatory hurdles. I'm Wendy Swanson.
Time right now for today's Taste of Hollywood.
A new trailer is out for The Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping.
The film is set 24 years before the events of the original trilogy and follows the story of Haymitch Abernathy. Joseph Zeta stars as Abernathy as he takes place in the 50th Hunger Games. The rest of the cast includes Jesse Plemons, Ralph Fiennes, Glenn Close, Kieran Culkin, Elle Fanning, McKenna Grace, and Maya Hawke. The Hunger Games, Sunrise on the Reaping. It's theaters November the 20th. I'm Mark Nayfield.
A classic song by The Police is the latest track to join the Spotify Billions Club. Taking to Instagram, the band announcing that their song Roxanne has reached 1 billion streams on the platform. It's the latest Police single to join the Spotify Billions Club. The first was Every Breath You Take, which hit the milestone in October of 2021.
So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy.
The new trailer for a Billie Eilish concert film is now out. In the latest trailer for the film, Hit Me Hard and Soft, the tour live in 3D, the singer and director James Cameron discuss the singer's creative vision. Features a lot of footage from the show's soundtrack to Bad Guy, as well as footage of Eilish getting ready for the concert. Hit Me Hard and Soft, the tour live in 3D, hits theaters May 8th. Netflix out with its first trailer for its upcoming Little House on the Prairie series. The show is adapted from the book series by Laura Ingalls Wilder, based on her childhood. Follows her family as they move to rural Minnesota. Little House on the Prairie hits Netflix July 9th. That's entertainment. I'm Jennifer Polsoni.
Back to politics here. President Trump making his endorsement in Nevada's race for lieutenant governor. He's saying that Stavros Anthony, the current lieutenant governor, is the man for the job. In a post to his Truth Social account, Trump called Anthony a highly respected police officer and councilman. The election for lieutenant governor will take place in November. So we'll see if the president does have any kind of say or pull in that particular election. Meantime, let's go back to Alexis Hill. She's the Washoe County chairwoman, and she indeed is trying to make a play for Nevada's governor's seat. She's got a tough job ahead of her on the Democratic side anyway, against Attorney General Aaron Ford. But she did a wide-ranging interview with Channel 2, and I want to play you some clips from that, and I'm just going to weigh in on this. I think this is important that everybody get a chance to hear what she's saying.
Why is it a big jump? Steve Sisolak was a county commissioner.
Okay, she is challenging Sissy, or she's channeling Sissy. Those Democrats do tend to stick together, so this is kind of interesting. First of all, under the Sisolak administration, not entirely his fault, but still, unemployment here was like 26%. If she wants to be governor, I wouldn't recommend that she mention that particular person. Meantime, here's what she wants to do on gas prices.
I think that we could do a lot of things. We can. The governor has not done a good job of getting EV charging throughout our state. We've lost actually federal funds that should have gone to that.
Well, the problem with that is we have such high gas prices here in Nevada, at least in northern Nevada, because of the RTC fee. Hey, Alexis, would you consider waiving that? Would you consider waiving the RTC fee? She didn't comment on that, of course. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:30. Coming up, we've got Mike Bosma with a moment with Mike. Meantime, FM News Talk 99.1 covers northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The U.S. hosting direct talks between the Israeli and Lebanese officials today. Israel continued to fight the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah that's in southern Lebanon. Secretary of State Marco Rubio warns that these peace talks are going to take time and effort.
All of the complexities of this matter are not going to be resolved in the next 6 hours, but we can begin to move forward to create the framework where something can happen, something very positive, something very permanent.
Israel calling for a complete disarmament of Hezbollah. Over 2,000 people have been killed in Lebanon in this most recent conflict. Congress holding a Holocaust remembrance today at the Capitol. House Speaker Mike Johnson, it says it's important educating new generations about the Holocaust.
It means having the courage and the moral clarity to say that denying the Holocaust is not a difference of opinion. It is a lie, and it's a lie with serious consequences.
America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time. It is 12:31. Greg Nift with you in the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. Our top local story this hour, over 150 aftershocks felt in the aftermath of last night's quake that registered about 5.5 on the Richter scale, if they still call it that. Word is that there's been very little damage, but there has been some in the particularly in the Fallon area. It was felt as far away as Sacramento. Checking out your money right now. A Harvard professor says U.S. taxpayers could end up paying at least $1 trillion for the war in Iran.
Professor Linda Bilmes, a public policy expert at the Harvard Kennedy School, said that the short-term costs at the beginning of the war were around $2 billion a day, counting the cost of ammo, troops, and damage to American military equipment. She says the cost of restocking supplies and equipment will be more today than when they were first purchased. The White House has asked Congress to boost the defense budget to $1.5 trillion, which would be the biggest growth since World War II. I'm Michael Kastner.
Time right now for today's Tech Roundup.
Novo Nordisk is partnering with OpenAI in its efforts to keep pace with rapid expansion in the weight loss drug race, Monica Nelson reports.
The pharmaceutical company announced the partnership in a statement Tuesday, and it shared it would use AI to analyze complex data sets, identify promising drug candidates, and reduce the time between research and patient application. The move comes as pharmaceutical companies are increasingly turning to AI to speed up and simplify clinical development. The CEOs of both companies welcome the partnership and potential for accelerated scientific discovery. I'm Monica Nelson.
Amazon is acquiring satellite firm Globalstar. The $11.57 billion deal gives Amazon access to Globalstar's network of 24 satellites. The move will boost the tech giant's ambitions to challenge Elon Musk's Starlink, which currently has about 10,000 units in orbit. And Bloomberg is reporting that Apple is testing 4 different types of smart glasses. The outlet says they could be unveiled later this year with a 2027 launch date. Tech Report, I'm Matt Mattinson.
5 people were hurt as they tried to break up a terrier mix and a chihuahua mix fighting in a Florida Walmart. This happened in Palm Harbor, roughly north central Florida. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office says 3 employees and 2 dog owners suffered minor injuries. One was taken to the hospital to treat high blood pressure. Only service animals are allowed in Walmart, and the Sheriff's Office says neither dog was. Oh, my. Well, if you think winter's over, think again. A spring storm over the weekend dropped more than 3.5 feet of snow in California's Sierra. That's great news. The UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab said the snow helped the late season snowpack, but warm winter temperatures mean snow levels, they're still low. It was on April 1st that the Sierra snowpack was just 18% of average. Officials warn the low snow levels could make drought and water shortages worse unless heavy rain or snow keeps on coming. Well, we need more of it. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, much of California already is abnormally dry. Several northeastern California counties are experiencing moderate drought conditions, including parts of Lassen, Plumas, Sierra, Placer, and El Dorado counties. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:34.
The Pony Express not only carried mail, it also connected the West with national events. On November 7th, 1860, an extra pony run galloped out of Fort Kearney, Nebraska, arriving in a cloud of dust at Fort Churchill, Nevada, in a remarkable 7 days, 7 hours. Riders brought news of Abraham Lincoln's election and start of the Civil War. The news flashed by telegraph to San Francisco and up and down the Pacific Coast. Lincoln is elected. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
The oath sworn by the Pony Express riders pledged that they were experts at their craft and would uphold the highest moral standard. Lincoln Heating is looking for additional technicians and installers of this same description who are willing to meet the high expectations of our customers. So, giddy up to the phone and give us a call at 359-1985 or visit our website at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air Conditioning, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
At a car accident? Take a breath. At Carson Auto Body, we make the repair process simple and stress-free. We're your local, trusted auto body shop, located in Carson City, right next to the train museum. From minor dents to major collision repairs, our experienced and friendly team handles it all. We work directly with your insurance, so you can get back on the road faster and with confidence. Call 775-297-3366. Carson Auto Body. Quality repairs you can trust, right here in Carson City.
Seasonal weather today, partly cloudy, low 60s, overnight lows upper 30s to around 40. Cooler weather moving in for Thursday before a pleasant upper 60 degree weekend. A few clouds on Sunday. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. This afternoon at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Local groups and agencies band together to solve a problem on the interstate. I'm John Potter for the new news. A large homeless encampment right alongside I-80 east of Sparks will be tackled by cleanup crews next month. The large-scale campsite is along the westbound side of 80, just west of Lockwood. News 4 reports crews from Washoe County, Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, and the Bureau of Land Management will declutter the site on June 13th. That's a Saturday. The encampment on BLM land has been a safety risk for drivers, but also the homeless who have been walking and biking on the shoulder, even crossing the interstate in a dangerous blind spot area with fast traffic, even causing backups. Authorities say those risks have been increasing. They say the Hope Outreach Team will be at the cleanup too, helping those living there to find alternatives, though officers have not had much luck giving them deadlines, and they say many of the homeless have been turning down available services. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 KKFT.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are rising as investors monitor the chances for a peace deal between the U.S. and Iran and as oil prices retreat and big banks ushering in earnings season. Also, the producer price index inflation at the wholesale level rose 4% in the year ending in March, not as severe as economists were predicting, while core PPI, excluding food and energy, came in at 3.8%. J.P. Morgan's first quarter earnings and revenue beat Wall Street estimates, with its profit rising 13% from a year ago to over $16 billion. Its stock is down
0.5%. And Citigroup shares are up 3.5%, its profit increasing 42% to $5.8 billion in the first quarter, blowing past analyst expectations. While Wells Fargo stock is falling over 4% after the bank reported lower than expected net interest income and a headcount reduction. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
12:39 right here on FM News Talk. Good afternoon to you. It is your Tuesday here, 59 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. So glad that you're with us from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neff. Time right now for today's Moment with Mike. And Mike, you know, it's before we get into the meat of the topic. Again, tomorrow is tax day, April 15th. Lots going on. And Nevada's Secretary of State actually came out with a warning this morning telling people to beware of fake tax preparers. You're an accountant. Is that I never heard of that before. You either know how to do this sort of thing or you don't. Is that a problem in your business?
Oh, it's a huge problem, Greg. The myth is, you know, hey, I got a buddy. I have a friend's friend. They're not a CPA. They're not an enrolled agent. They're not an attorney. Those are only three designations that can legally represent you before the IRS. If they're not something like that, they don't have the Code of Professional Conduct, Circular 230, that guides how they negotiate fees. You know, if they have privacy concerns, you're giving them your personal information. They have no recourse to them. If they blab your information all over the internet, give your social security number to hackers, there is no backlash to them. I mean, you may be filing civilly, but I mean, give me a break. But as a professional, CPA, enrolled agent, attorney, only ones that can, you know, legally represent you for the IRS. So those are the only people you should be talking to, giving your private confidential information to. There's a ton of scamsters out there. I mean, there's somebody in Vegas a couple of weeks ago that was doing fake employee retention tax credit claims, not a CPA, right? So they don't have the, you know, somebody takes away my ticket, takes away my CPA credential, you know, I can't feed my family. These other people, they steal from people through the really through the guise of pretending to be a professional tax preparer.
So always go with a professional when it comes to somebody who's preparing your taxes. Gotcha. On a related note, this is interesting. Sometimes, and I haven't heard much about this tax season, but sometimes I hear car dealerships, furniture stores, hey, get your taxes done for free here. We'll do them for you, and then you can apply whatever we get back to your down payment on that new car. Is that a good idea?
It's a terrible idea. Again, you only want to give your confidential personal information to a professional that, you know, has a code of professional conduct. You know, you walk there and somebody has a computer and a version of TurboTax and they mess it up. Guess what? You sign that tax return. The IRS is coming after you. You file that fraudulently so that you get a bigger refund, get a nicer car. They're coming after you. And guess what? Those salespeople, they don't care.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's where it's have a professional do your stuff. You know, it should already be done by now. If it's not done by now, don't scramble. You know, one of the things that I'm telling people, if you don't have the information to file your tax return, got lost in the mail, your dog ate it, just go to the IRS website. Create a personal account, right? They are going to validate, see who you are. You can get all the information that the IRS has on you, you know, in seconds. You can get that yourself online, and then there's no question about what the IRS has or not. Then you can file a complete and accurate return. You don't have to worry about it. Well, people make mistakes. They forgot they opened up that Schwab account. They got a 1099 interest. They forgot they had an unemployment. The list is as long as my arm. And then that's an audit flag, Greg. You miss information on your tax return, automatic notice from Uncle Sam could turn into a very costly IRS audit.
Absolutely. What else is going on April 14th, the day before tax day?
You know, it's a complete, you know, people started planning today, you know, which we'll talk about on Saturday, you know, on the show. But, you know, I think those are things, you know, check out our YouTube channel, App Boss of Business, talking about tax planning starts May or April 16th, not April 14th. There's really nothing we can do for you, you know, outside of filing an extension to file your time. It's not extension time of pay, only file. So if you owe tax, file that online. Get that, you know, make that magic happen on irs.gov. Pull it right out of your bank account so the check doesn't get lost. A lot of checks are lost this time of year.
You know, for gig economy workers like Uber drivers, DoorDash drivers, that sort of thing, if you didn't before, you really need to keep a close eye on what you're earning and how that applies to your taxes, because you have to do that all yourself, right?
You have to do it all yourself. And the reality is this, you know, we with technology now, AI, QuickBooks Online. You can get a QuickBooks Online account. We can host it for you. We'll give you wholesale pricing on it, pay roughly half of what you pay if you pay retail. But that way, you just link your bank account, link your credit card, so it pulls all that information in. So that not only do you know how to file your taxes, you know how much money you're really, really, really making, right? And I think those are things, clarity, you can do that. It takes a second to get all those accounts linked, and then you know. But and if you don't, get a system, because it's all about the system nowadays.
Absolutely. Mike Bosma, the principal here at Keystone CPAs. Very busy time for you, but coming April 16th, it all starts all over again, right?
Then, like I said, then planning starts.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you very much.
Very well.
775-786-4900 for Keystone CPAs. Mike, we will talk again tomorrow, and I can't wait to talk to you on April 15th. This should be a treat.
I can't wait.
Thank you very much there, Mike. It is 1244 right here on FM News Talk, 99.1 and 92.3 as we continue right along here. About 60 degrees, sunny skies in downtown Reno. At FM News Talk time, it is 1244, and it's time to check in the roads right now and see how they're moving along this Tuesday afternoon with Phil. Phil?
The closest thing we have to any kind of issue right now is on southbound 580 at Neal Road. There is a road hazard down there, and unfortunately, I can't see what it is, but people are having to swerve around it. So be careful as you make your way towards Carson City. Otherwise, I do want to remind you that Nevada Police and the Highway Patrol are conducting a distracted driving enforcement. They're doing that through April 20th. Not only should you not be on your cell phone when you drive anyway, but it's just dangerous and it could get you a rather large ticket. It is 48 degrees in Verdi, 52 in Minden, 58 in Yerington, 43 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather.
We've got a change in the weather coming. Much colder for Thursday, windy ahead of that, but still looking for mild weather by the weekend. And a hard freeze coming on Friday morning. Temperatures dropping well into the 20s. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Right after the noon news, Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKNT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law, and as Sparks City attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty with some great news. Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale has been extended through the end of April.
This sale is the first time ever that Brothers has offered 0% financing for 24 months. That's no interest till 2028.
And you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows. This is amazing.
Brothers Home Improvement is a trusted, true family business made up of 9 brothers and sisters who are always striving for your complete satisfaction.
We love Brothers Windows. They care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. The 9 brothers and sisters that put this thing together, real lifetime warranties, and they really take pride in their work.
Premium, high quality, energy efficient windows, only the highest quality craftsmanship, and these beautiful energy saving windows are going to make your house more valuable and lower your bills.
Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners over 30 years. Don't miss this extended spring sale. 0% financing for 24 months.
And never any sale. Pressure. Go to brotherswindows.com to get started. Brotherswindows.com.
Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Wednesday, April 15th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. They're looking for skilled CNC operators, machinists, and electricians. These positions require access to export-controlled technology and technical data as defined in the Export Administration Regulations and/or the International Traffic in Arms Regulations. These positions also require applicants meet the definition of U.S. person and provide evidence of such. Please bring your proof of U.S. person status by bringing your birth certificate, U.S. citizen ID card, permanent resident card, or your U.S. passport to the interview. If hired, you'll get benefits starting day one and the leading wages in the area. Do work that matters. Join Chromalloy. Don't miss the job fair in Carson City, 3636 Arrowhead Drive, this Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m.
Up-to-the-minute news at the top and bottom of every hour. 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road. Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
60 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios, and we continue our coverage of yesterday's earthquake. It's now a 5.7 Temler. That was just revised by the UNR seismology lab there. Again, that was felt as far away as Sacramento. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck near Silver Springs around 6:30 local time. Smaller aftershocks followed, all measuring below magnitude 3, but there's been an abundance of them measuring into the triple digits. We also continue our coverage of the active shooter situation at the Elko Airport, where two people died, one of them an 11-year-old boy inside the airport terminal, his own father apparently shooting him.
This is not a common incident here. This is a small town, tight-knit. I can say that these two people are not from the Elko area. We're still investigating where they were coming from. They were brought here. They had a rental car, and their rental car broke down, and they were brought here.
Again, the 11-year-old boy rushed to the hospital, where he later died. The father there had a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The airport's still closed to all commercial traffic. Well, moving right along, 7-Eleven, a mainstay right here in northern Nevada. The subject of massive closures, possibly.
It might be more difficult for you to get your Slurpee fix. 7-Eleven's North American operator plans to close around 645 stores in the 2026 fiscal year, which is more than the 205 locations it forecasts it will open during that time. 7-I Holdings, its Japan-based parent, said these closures include the conversion to wholesale fuel stores. The company is not giving details about the closures or specifying which locations could be impacted. As 7-Eleven slashes hundreds of stores, the convenience chain is revamping them into a new food-forward format that leans heavily into prepared meals, drinks, and an upgraded in-store experience. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And as we continue right along on our news watch, we move right along to word is that Apple is reportedly testing four different types of smart glasses.
The move signals the iPhone maker's launch into the smart spectacle realm. The models would compete with the Meta Ray-Ban display glasses. Apple is likely to unveil its new glasses later this year with a 2027 launch in the works. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And in other news that we continue to follow this Tuesday afternoon, word is that President Trump says that he will not apologize to Pope Leo after the pair traded some barbs over the weekend. Catholics in New York speaking out.
I think Pope Leo is doing an amazing job. I'm glad he's speaking out.
I'm not worried at all about Pope Leo. He's a man of God, and bring it on. I really mean that. I don't want conflict, but he's a wonderful man.
With Pope Leo calling for peace during the ongoing war in Iran, putting him at odds with President Trump. FM News Talk time, 12:52.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Aces host Las Vegas tonight. The Aces are 9-6, offense being led by Lou James Gruver, third baseman. He leads the team in hits, RBIs, on-base percentage. Pac softball hosting Pacific this afternoon, then travels to Colorado State for a weekend series. Top team matchups in baseball today, Reno at Galena. Top baseball game, and looks like Reed at Minogue would be the top softball game. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another 5-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Hey, when was the last time you cleaned your carpet? No, I don't mean when you rented a machine from the supermarket or sprayed some powder chemical and vacuumed it up. I mean a deep, professional cleaning by Floormasters trained technicians using the latest state-of-the-art equipment. Floormasters, family-owned and operated for over 25 years. Your local carpet cleaning experts and more. When you need the best, call the best. Search FloormastersNV.com.
Seasonal weather today, partly cloudy, low 60s, overnight lows upper 30s to around 40. Cooler weather moving in for Thursday before a pleasant upper 60 degree weekend. A few clouds on Sunday. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. This afternoon at 5, Mark Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And a very good afternoon to you as we approach the top of the hour. Greg Niff with you here in the Keystone CPAs studio on the noon news. And, you know, I want to take a few minutes to talk about something that, you know, I see every day. I'm not sure about you, but if you're on I-80 coming into Reno, you certainly see it. Or, excuse me, I-80 coming into Sparks on the westbound side. These homeless encampments that have really sprung up over the past couple weeks, I mean, they really do seem to be growing in size. I see the trash, debris, tents, cities, that sort of thing. And what more I'm seeing? People walking and riding bikes on the side of the road, on the medians. Dangerous on a freeway. Yes, I know there's parts of freeways that you can do that legally, but that doesn't really mean you should. And I see these folks who are clearly homeless. They're tugging along their wagons or whatever belongings they have, and they're apparently heading for these tent cities along I-80. It's disgusting. It's dirty. It's dangerous. And somebody's probably going to get killed before long. So there's a group of agencies, Washoe County, BLM, the Sheriff's Hope Team, and Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. They're going to have this big cleanup Saturday, June 13th, along westbound 80 between mile markers 21 and 20. It's known locally as the Rocks. I've never heard it called that, but okay. My question to these agencies is, why are you waiting so long? Why don't we move in there and clean this out? I'm sorry, but these are people. I'm sorry for their ills. I'm sorry for whatever circumstances got them to this point, but they should not be there. They should not be along the side of a freeway where if they come right into the freeway lanes, either involuntarily or voluntarily, and get slammed by a car. Incredibly dangerous situation, especially since, really, come on now, nobody goes 65. And even if they did, that's still fatal speed for somebody who's standing right in front of a car that's coming right at them. So, again, don't wait. Clean this up. Let's get this out of here, please. It will benefit the entire community. They should not be here. That's going to wrap it up for this Tuesday edition of the News at Noon. For Jerry Evans, I'm Greg Neff. So glad that you joined us today. We will be back with you tomorrow before you know it, talking about all things newsworthy in Northern Nevada. I hope you make it a great day, everyone. Stay warm, but enjoy the sunshine if you can. Take care.
When the people sing along, they're singing along with the banjo.
First with Fox, first on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.